This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The body of a third person who died during flooding and mudslides in Poudre Canyon has been found. One person is still missing. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office was notified Monday that a man's body was found in the Poudre Canyon, a day after another man was found dead in the waterway. Last week, a woman's body was found near the small community of Rustic. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper pushed Interior Secretary Deb Haaland today to share her main takeaway from her recent visit to the BLM headquarters in Grand Junction. Haaland is weighing whether to keep the BLM there.
We need to come to a decision fairly soon. It's important for folks to be able to know and understand what their task at hand is.
And that includes knowing where they're going to be working. Haaland told a Senate committee she received more comments from staffers after leaving Colorado. Hickenlooper reiterated the bipartisan support in Colorado for keeping the BLM headquarters here. And he added, whatever failings there were with the move, it had nothing to do with Grand Junction or the relationship the community has developed with the agency over the past year. For the first time, a Vietnamese American has been named a head coach at the University of Colorado. Anthony Pham will lead the women's tennis team in Boulder. CU says he's likely the first Vietnamese American head coach in any sport in the NCAA's so-called Power Five conferences. Pham has been the interim coach at CU since the beginning of July. And a CU graduate has won Bermuda, its first ever gold medal in the women's triathlon. Flora Duffy finished in 1 hour and 55 minutes, beating out her opponent by over a minute. Duffy splits her time between Boulder and South Africa, where her husband is from. Bermuda hadn't won any medals at the Olympics since the Montreal Games in 1976. This is CPR News and KRCC.